to the Mama Dissing Show. I'm Shirley Nordrum.
And I'm Sharon Nordrum.
And today we're sitting with a whole bunch of people back in what feels like a little closet in the Walker Bay Theater. So you know what? I think I'm just going to go around and have you guys introduce yourselves. And then we're going to hear about the story of this place that we're in. So
I'm Fred Rogers. I'm the founder. I started 11 years ago. The mission is to share the history and the theater of Minnesota and to entertain and bring other people into the arts.
I'm Tyler Gamash. I help with lights and sound here at the theater when I can.
Oh, I'm Tom Gamash. I'm Tyler's father. We're all involved in the same theater, so we're all kind of a one family here. I do most of all of the painting the sets.
He's our master artist at the theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fred would call me the master artist.
And sometimes Picasso. And I'm Lori Gamash. I'm Tom's wife, Tyler's mom. And Fred says I'm his right arm, but I tell him I'm more like his left foot sometimes. I joined Fred's theater roughly around 3 years ago. I was always involved with theater. I would have had a passion for theater. I was with the Birchwood Players back in the 80s here in Walker. I love to do costume. I have a background in cosmetology, so I can do hair, makeup, that kind of thing. And I just love making costumes. And when I was raising my children, I designed a lot of their costumes for various parades and plays and different things like that. I even helped at LaPorte School with their drama club with their makeup and things.
Really?
So it's always kind of been, it's been my passion, like forever. And then I met Fred, and we had so much in common, and he took me under his wing, and I'm just honored to learn from him about the costumes, because he's...
I took her under my wing, and she was my assistant on operas I designed.
Okay.
Down at Lakes Area Music Festival, Bemidji State University, and at other projects I do throughout the state. But she's an asset to my world.
Well, how long has this theater been here?
We opened originally in 2009 in Akeley, in the old Akeley School. And then we rented the old hardware store in Akeley where the laundromat was. And then we found our audience base was more here in Walker. And along Leech Lake, up to Cass Lake, and American National Bank offered us space 7 years ago, and we were downstairs there for 7 years. And then we moved here last December, January. We grew out of the space there. We wouldn't have this room for us to sit in and make if we were at the old theater. I wanted a gallery. There is no gallery between Bemidji and Brainerd. And there are so many artists tucked in the woodwork up here and in the woods. Visual, performing, musicians, sculpture, fabric artists, bead artists, you name it, poets, writers. So I created this in my mind and have them supporting me to have this venue. And we're not officially open until next week or so, but it's going to be a thriving center. People will know where we are when we're done.
I like that there's the opportunity when people learn about it. You know, I do like tons of things with kids. And I remember being in Bena. Do you remember being in Bena with these kids? And there was this one girl, and she kept like belting out this opera thing and being real dramatic. I was thinking there's nothing for this kid to, she's expressing herself, you know, and I made some offhanded comment about it would be fun to have a play, and I felt bad that I said it, because she got so excited about that.
Oh,
yeah. Now there's an outlet.
Yes.
You can tell them to call us and Lori or whatever, and we will arrange for them to be here to have an outlet. He mentioned the Bug School earlier. I met with them last year. We were supposed to do a program with them this year, because I had surgery and I was delayed. But we're going to try and work with the Bug School and getting some arts and theater going up there.
That's really cool.
So, you know, speaking of, you know, my native friends and connections, Blair Casper Troyer is doing a show here. Her husband is Tony. And I'm so proud to have them coming in from Bemidji. I'm working on a play about the boarding schools, which I've never talked to anyone about. And means a lot to me because there's stories from my great-grandmother in there and people I've talked to. And I want to put a face on it. And I think it's very, very important to get that message out, even for our youth today to experience a story.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Carl Gaboy's it's a play.
It's a play. I know about
it's a play. And what happens is the script is written, right? And when he comes to town to put on the play, the community selects the people that will be in the play. So they're just basically reading like a paragraph of their experience. So I think there's 12 of them. When the play happens, it's black. No painting for you, Tom. It's just black. And then they wear black, and then each person reads their piece. Mm-hmm. It's very somber.
It's very profound.
And don't walk out of there without having a bunch of emotion.
You can find bits of it on YouTube.
And let's circle back to what was the inspiration to, I mean, like you started a theater here in Walker, but I mean, obviously talking to you, you all have a background someplace else that brings you here. How did you get your start in?
I have an HBO movie. I have a Lifetime movie. I worked for Burt Reynolds. I worked for Dolly Parton. I worked for New York Costumers. I was apprenticed at the Guthrie Theater. I've been doing this for 60 years.
So this is your profession?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm,
so just, what brought you here to Walker?
Northern Minnesota. I went to Bemidji State. I miss the Northwoods.
Okay.
I love it up here. You know, you couldn't get me back in the cities to live or anything. I lived in Florida for 22 years, and I'm sorry. I got to a point where I needed to get back home in the woods.
Yeah.
You're at home in the woods, you know.
What about you? How did you get here? What was your inspiration to start theater?
Well, I've got an interesting story. It all started with the green washcloths. I have two younger sisters on my mom's side, and we would want to put on these little plays for my mom. Well, we were doing the Frog Prince, okay? And we had, you know, we didn't have a lot of resources to work with. And my sister was going to be the Frog Prince, and I thought, oh, how am I going to make her those flappy frog feet, you know? And I looked and there sat some green washcloths in the closet, you know. So I got them out, and I put them around on her foot, and I used a safety pin in the back so that they looked like the flippers. So I just started with this creative stuff, and I was out. My sisters weren't into theater at all or acting, but they'd humor me. Okay, we'll do it, they'd say. And so, you know, we started putting on plays. And then in school, if there was a skit or a play or anything that I could get involved in, that's what I do. And I like speech. I was in speech, and I love acting. And I mean, there's just everything about theater. I just love it. And so that's, you know, and then when Birchwood Players started their dinner theater, I joined them. And then, of course, they folded. And then when I saw Fred and met, I was just,
I
just
came to a Christmas show, and I invited her to my house for the Christmas party. Mm-hmm. And we haven't parted ways since.
Right, right.
You know,
we have so much in common.
In my life, I've designed well over 75 operas, about 150 plays and musicals, television series. I received 2 Lifetime Achievement Awards this last year.
Wow.
And I'm arts leader for 2019 for Cass County with the Arts Council.
So when you say design, you designed them. You did the costumes for them?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's my collection back there.
Okay. So yeah, we are sitting in a
closet.
Wardrobe studio. That sounds so much better than closet.
We call it the costume shop over here.
Yeah, we're kind of sitting in a wardrobe studio. And how did you get involved in the lights? I mean, obviously your parents are like, hey, we need somebody to do lights one day, right? Is that how that happened?
Well, basically, but I've been a musician pretty much my whole life.
Oh,
been playing drums since I was like 5. I can play guitar a little and stuff.
Yeah.
I've been in many bands, played many shows, and just through that experience, I learned how to run lights and sound and stuff.
Sure.
So when they asked me if I could come help, I said, sure.
Are you in a band currently?
Not currently. Yeah. Well, me and my brothers are kind of doing something for fun right now. But
how many brothers do you have?
2. One plays bass and one plays guitar.
That's all you need. You could have a band.
Yep.
You could do...
Who sings?
All 3 of us.
And it was interesting, I was in need of a lighting person to help us, and Laurie suggested him, and he and I get along, and he knows my equipment, and so there's part of the family again. We're all a family. Theater's a family.
Theater is a family.
Yeah. The art world is a family.
Yeah. How does something like this get funded? I mean, where is your source of...
Oh, funding.
Yeah.
It's varied sources. Five Wings Arts Council, Landon Foundation has given us money in the past, Minnesota Power, different grants.
Just different grants, huh?
Ticket sales, private donations.
So if somebody wanted to try out for one of your plays, how would they find out what plays are coming up and when auditions
website.
Are?
Website. We're already set for the summer. We have all three shows in rehearsal right now. Mm-hmm. And if you go to our website, minnesotafolklorethatre.org, which will be changing to walkerbaytheatre.org soon. Go to minnesotafolklorethatre.org. It says volunteer auditions. And
okay.
People can click that on and send us an email or call us.
Okay.
And we just went through a legal name change. We're waiting for the paperwork to come back from the IRS from Minnesota Folklore Theater to Walker Bay Theater and Gallery.
Obviously, there's more things to do than just perform.
There's mm-hmm. publicity, there's hospitality, which is concessions, there's box office, there's backstage, mm-hmm. there's sewing costumes, helping with the sets, props, being a greeter.
How many people do you think it takes to put on a play? I mean, depending on your cast, obviously.
Depending on the size of the show and the scope of the production. I know when we did the small plays, it was only three or four of us. But when I did Joseph at the Nevis High School in 2011, there were 50, 60 people that helped us.
Yeah. Wow.
When I do a major opera,
mm-hmm. That's big.
When I
That's
she's big. Been to the operas with me, there's mm-hmm. hundreds of people involved. That's not just the sets, not just in my area, but in total to put on a production.
I was impressed because the orchestra, they fly people in from all over the United States. We had some people come in, the actors and stuff from Europe and different things.
Too. Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just, like up at Bemidji State, I directed and designed the 50th Madrigal Dinner.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And
I'm familiar with
had,
that.
And 110 people involved in that.
Right.
But here it's average about, let's say, we got five, I'm going to count, we got 18 people just in the shows this summer, not counting director, lighting, box office.
Are all three being rehearsed at the same time? Are you trying to manage this space?
This is funny. Tell about yesterday.
this is yesterday funny. Or the day before, Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. Yeah, day before.
We made here theater history with our theater this last Tuesday. At 10 o'clock in the morning, I had the second show with all the people here having a meeting. Mm-hmm. At 2:30, the musical rehearsals were going on for the first show. Mm-hmm. At 6 o'clock at night, the third show rehearsed.
Yes.
And we couldn't have done this in the old space. But mm-hmm. this energy, there's such a positive energy coming out of this move mm-hmm. that it's just gelled everything into a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful mold.
Your space feels good?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
That's
space so important.
Feels good.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Space
yes.
feels good. It feels healthy. What was in here before was the food show.
Uh-huh. I remember
and before that.
Before that
was a green market.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Those two places fed the stomach. Our place feeds the soul, not
yep.
our
team.
So this is a venue of feeding,
right.
Of food.
I thought that when I walked through the door, it was like, oh, this is a place that I would feel comfortable coming here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's part of my philosophy too.
Yeah.
Is we have to feed the people the arts and make mm-hmm. nourish them, and I'm a big believer that they got really big on STEM. Science, technology, engineering, and math. I'm steam.
Steam.
And I'm going to steam out of this country.
I love it.
The arts are in there. You
yes.
know?
That's right.
And example is LaPorte Schools is expanding their music again.
Yep.
They're going to cut it. I applaud them.
We actually were able to raise the pennies and bought a piano.
My mission in life, my personal mission, is to see the arts alive.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you about the name change. It seems like the name change is reflective not only of the location, but the fact that you added a gallery, right? So talk about the gallery a little bit.
Well, the name change was when we moved over to the bank building, we were on Walker Bay.
Right.
And we still are on Walker Bay. And so we said Walker Bay, well, we are so identified with Walker Bay, and it's more encompassing of my community. mm-hmm. than Minnesota folklore. The gallery space, again, is a tag onto the Walker Bay Theater, and it's more identifiable with the Leech Lake area.
How are you going to get the artists in here, and how long will the shows be here?
Tom's show is indefinite, because okay. he's my master artist. But other artists, I've gotten inquiries already. You know, I got a pottery mm-hmm. guy that wants to come in. I got someone who's a sculptor that wants to do a couple things. I've got a lady down in state. I was chairman of the board for Five Wings Arts Council for 3 years, and on that board for 6 years, which covers this five county mm-hmm. area. And so I've got people that are fabric artists, watercolorists, sculptors, pottery, stained glass. The guy that made my plate wants to
yes,
come up
exactly,
here.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
You have connections
yeah.
to artists.
And any Native artist that hears this broadcast and who has any kind of art they want to bring in, my door is always welcome. And they're always welcome here. If they need a place to paint, if they need a place to work on their fabric, if they need a place to sew, or we don't have a pottery space yet, but they're welcome to come here and work.
Okay.
They're welcome to come here and feel comfortable and feed themselves on the energy we have here.
That's awesome.
I did want to ask, what are your three shows this summer? I think this is a good opportunity to promote, you know, people are listening to the show,
yeah,
are listening
right.
to Niji. Mm-hmm. They're hearing, you know, hey, I'm welcome in this space. There's some plays happening this summer. What are they going to see if they come over?
The first show opens June 26th is the Taffetas, which is a 1950s musical, like the end, McGuire Sisters, the King Sisters, you know, Mr. Sandman, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Based on a TV show. Second show is Two Divas Sing Broadway.
Yes.
Kind of like, are you a diva?
Yes, yes. No, I am, but not in this show.
Kelly Grusendorf, who's over from Duluth, she's back. She's our Patsy Cline. She's coming over. And Heather Cruz, who's a local, will be doing that. And Julie Bright's our music director. She's out there right now.
That's a tribute to Andrew Lloyd Webber.
And,
okay.
Yeah. And then the third show is Neil Simon's The Sunshine Boys. And they're all three cast, and they're going to be wonderful.
I'm actually going to play a diva nurse in this one, so...
And the other thing
I'm brushing up my New York accent as we're going along.
And the other thing I'm going to say... Anyone who hears this broadcast, if they mention the broadcast, if they want to come see a show, buy one ticket, get one free.
Oh, what?
Oh.
They have to mention they listen to the show.
All right.
So your station that you broadcast out of?
Niji Radio, 89.9 out of White Earth.
Okay.
In Calloway, Minnesota.
Good.
Yeah.
Also with our shows, we have two matinees. We usually do a matinee on Wednesday afternoon and a matinee on Sunday. And then the other shows are in the evening.
At 7:30.
Yep. So that's in case, you know, people, you know, that want
right.
to, you know, do an afternoon thing, not drive in the dark, whatever.
Right. June 27th is a big day here, too. It's the day after we open our summer season, but we're doing Walker Bay Live, which is every Thursday in Walker in the summer. There's entertainment somewhere in the city. Mm-hmm. And we're hosting it out here with the Green Scene and the Piggy and two other nonprofits, but there'll be live music out here. The Walker Area Chorale is going to sing. Our show is going to do a couple numbers, and the gallery will be open too.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
It was great to meet you.
It was nice meeting you,
don't
sir.
Don't be strangers.
Yeah.
We won't. It would
don't
be
always
strangers. Fun to do some
if you're ever here and you see cars here and lights on, come in. We always have ice water, coffee, conversation,
doors open.
And work.
So a good friend of mine, Bob Schimmick, he had a little event about a year ago. We took some boys from Leech Lake over there to White Earth, and they were just having a mask making.
Oh,
and oh, and he just had some cardboard and some paint and some shinies to paste on it or whatever, and then you were supposed to make, you know, your mask. And then we talked about, you know, what is a mask, you know, what's the purpose, and kind of into some of the stuff that at times we all wear one, you know. And so then the kids made the masks, and we had a great time. And then at the end, then we didn't really put on a play, so to speak, but we talked about movement. You know, how is your, because one kid made a moose, And another one made a bear, a little black bear. Somebody made Machu Picchu. And so we were talking about movement and how do these beings move. It was really interesting because the kid that made the moose really kind of acted like he didn't want to make the moose. Right? Yes. And then we got into the movement part, and that's where he came out of his shell.
Oh, yes.
Because okay, I don't think moose like really that, huh? Clomp quite that much. It gave him the opportunity to clomp around and be the moose.
Yeah.
And then at bear camp last year, we also had a little theater. And so someone would tell a story they knew, and then we would act it out. So they were kind of traditional stories for a bit.
Oh, good.
And then later, the kids went and made up a story, and it happened to be about us older people that were at the berry camp. And it was really interesting to see how they portrayed us. Mm-hmm. Because really, that they were telling us how we behave.
Oh, okay.
So you connected with him by your love of costuming? Or how?
I know, I came to see, they were doing a radio play at that time. It was It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, okay.
So I watched that, and then I knew of Fred. I mean, I actually went to a garage sale and got his phone number at one time or something. But I went to that, and then I knew Dave, who was in the play, and then afterwards I talked to Fred. Like, it took me three different times to explain who I was and what I was doing. And then all of a sudden he says, well, we're having our Christmas party. Can you come? I've always loved theater.
It was the start of this beautiful life that you now have.
Oh, yes, yes. I always told my kids if I was in the cities, I'd have been, you know, Guthrie. I'd have hung around Guthrie, Chanhassen, or, you know, wherever, you know, because I just, it's just a passion, you know. Like, he says art, the painter, you know. For me, it's just the theater. And it's every aspect of it. I mean, I'll do anything, you know, that it takes to get that show going, you know. So I kind of can tell Fred sometimes I'm just the gopher. But hey, you know, you got to do what you gotta do.
Yeah, we all pitch in and do everything.
Pretty skilled gopher.
thank you. And I really think theater it's so important to keep alive. It's so good for kids, especially to learn self-esteem.
The arts in general.
They learn how to get in public and just even be able to express yourself. And I know for me too, sometimes when you're stressed or something, you can come in, and if you're filling a different role, you can throw yourself into that role, and for a while you forget about all the other things that are going on. So I mean, it's so good for people in so many ways.
Are you sad when your part is over and you're setting that person aside?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've heard that so many times. Mm-hmm. There's actually like an actor's remorse when they put that one aside.
Yeah, it's sad when you close down a show. It's sad. It's like you're saying goodbye to a friend. But I do. I mean, the arts are so important to express and just to
I think the world would be a better place if everybody had that philosophy.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Put arts first.
Yep. Put arts first. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's where creativity starts.
Yep.
Well, creativity. You don't create anything.
Right.
You know, and our schools are set up so wrong.
Yeah.
Take this mm-hmm. child that has so much creativity in it, and then, no, you can't do that. No, you got to time out. No.
Yeah.
They hear no so much instead of, wow, that's wonderful. Let's expand that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you expand on that for me and make something? I'm working with some kids in carving, and the teacher, she's like, is this all right, what he did? It looks like a pipe. And it's like, it's his piece of art. What's wrong with that?
Right, exactly.
And she's like, well, some of them are like worried because it looks like a pipe. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with a pipe?
Yeah.
And
exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there was some talk about that too. You know, you don't tell an artist what to make.
Right.
You give them the tools and let them create.
I've talked to myself about what I did to myself. All those years I went without doing my art because I let it come down on me that, oh, you have to work, you have to make this money, you have to put your mind on addition and subtraction and all that stuff and forget about your art, you know. That was sort of driven into you. And it still is today, like you're talking about.
It is.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I look back and I said, I wish that it just went with my heart. I wish
there
I
you
just
go.
Went with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But the thing is, you can't be bitter about what happened before, you know. But to recognize it's important.
And talk to the youth about that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, it's okay with a balance. You know, it's okay to have your job.
Yeah.
But while you're doing that, don't forget about the creativity and the fun.
Your gifts that you were given.
And you can do both. You can make a living and paint.
And still do
Sometimes you can make a living painting.
And,
reading some quantum physics stuff, and there was one of the theories in there is that our sole purpose for our spiritual being put into our physical body is to create. And everything that I have heard since I read that, that's the other cool thing about the universe, is because once you get onto something, it keeps popping up and popping up and popping up. Mm-hmm. And I hear things that connect to that so much ever since I read that. So I'm starting to think that's true. Our sole purpose is to create. And that's why we feel so much better, and we feel healthy when we're creating.
Yeah.
It's when we're not creating that the things start to bug us. And
Then we get all stressed feel tired.
I think you just hit it on the head right there.
I do. And then to teach our kids, you know, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay to color all of the lines. Go for it. Be yourself. Yeah.
I want to thank you guys so much for sitting down with us.
Well, thanks for doing this.
This is
really
awesome.
Great. I love it.
This program has been funded by the Legacy Arts, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.